Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Our congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 187, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thy loving kindness, Lord, is good and free. In tender mercy, turn thou unto me. Hide not thy face from me in my distress. In mercy, hear my prayer, thy servant bless. And what follows? Psalter 187, the stanzas 1 and 2. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 45, first the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 45. To the chief musician upon Shozanim, for the sons of Korah, Mashal, a song of loves. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh. O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty, and in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassie out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. A king's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thy ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Jeffrey Vossebelt, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Mrs. Paula Vandenberg, who needs surgery tomorrow. And Mr. and Mrs. Peter and Corey Vandenberg, who hope to commemorate their 45th wedding anniversary on Tuesday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy condescending mercy to grant unto us and our children another Lord's Day, when each time by renewal we may commemorate that Christ is risen indeed. And, O Lord, may it be experienced in a special way in this day. We may thank thee for thy sparing, for thy caring, for thy provision, and for thy protection. Thou wast not taken one away out of the midst of the congregation among young and old by the hand of death. Then thou wast graciously watched over us in the daytime and also during the night watches. Then thou wast not only spared life, but then thou wast also given life, where thou wast blessed a father and a mother by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little son. Ah, wilt thou grant broken and humble hearts under thy goodness and under thy mercies. May it be a little son of many prayers, ah, Lord, one for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou remember the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with another blessing, but also with an increased responsibility. Wilt thou remember all the mothers with the unborn, and, ah, Lord, do remember the barren amongst us. Then we commend unto thee a family in the church community in a sister congregation that has been plunged into such deep mourning, where it displeased thee by the cold hand of death to take their little son from out of their midst. Ah, Lord, do remember, and do uphold father and mother, the siblings, the grandparents. Do remember the whole family circle. And, ah, Lord, then how needful that every evening that the prayers are also multiplied, that thou may watch over all our little children when they are put to rest, that thou may spare and that thou may care for them. Lord, then there are so many reasons that we oftentimes come in secret places, and not only for our temporal welfare, but for the welfare of our never-dying soul. Lord, then wounds have been reopened. Wilt thou remember, and wilt thou comfort all the mourning ones amongst us. Lord, do remember us in this day, whereby renewal, that the sacrament of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ may be administered in our midst, accompanied with the audible gospel. Ah, Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth that experience each time by renewal, without me ye can do nothing, but are also given to experience I can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengtheneth me. May both of those matters be experienced, and then surely, then thou shalt receive all the honor and the glory, where it is written in thy holy word, of him, through him, and to him be all things, to be glory forever. Ah, Lord, come then down with thy spirit and with thy power, and wilt thou remember the whole congregation. A week of preparation has come to an end. Thou knowest how it has been in every heart. Thou knowest how it has been, how we have risen in this morning. Thou knowest how we have come up to thy house. O Lord, do remember the unconverted. May they be given to see how poor and how wretched they are. And if they die unconverted, then to stand outside forever and ever. Lord, thou knowest who are thine. Thou knowest who have a divine right, who have a place at the table. How wilt thou bring them thine? Ah, thou hast a people upon the earth that are given to pray with the bride, draw me, and we will run after thee. Lord, grant thy blessing. Ah, wilt thou grant that spiritual appetite, that hungering and thirsting after thee, oh, a desire to be fed, to be nourished, to be strengthened, and to experience that sweet communion, Lord, with thee. Lord, wilt thou grant unto thy true people, oh, an eye of faith, to be given to behold what the broken bread and the poured out wine signifies, the crucified body of thy dear Son, who was born in Bethlehem as the bread of life, who was suffered, who was died, but who was risen the third day, and who has appeared unto his church, and for the strengthening of their faith, always instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, Lord. May it be used to that end. May thy children be fed with that heavenly manna, and that they may drink out of that fountain. That in this morning, that thy house may be a Bethel indeed, that it may be the house of God, or could it even be for a soul, as it was the porch of heaven, be then a surprising God. Thou as a people, that have to confess undeserved all sinned away, but Lord, thou as a people that cannot do without thee, well, thou so remember us as a people, may it please thee, thyself to keep a watch over thy holy table, because it is a holy table, instituted for a holy purpose and for a holy people, not of themselves. It is a people that are given to pray with the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. A people that have learned that they have no righteousness of themselves, only a heavenly high debt, but who by an eye of faith, for whom that precious mediator has become so necessary, so suitable, and so precious, that they may be given to declare what we have read together. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured out upon thy lips. May thy children, may they then hear thy call and hear thy voice. Lord, remember all the needs amongst us. Remember the elderly ones. Remember all under the physician's care. Well, thou remember her who was scheduled for surgery in the day of tomorrow. Well, thou go with her together with her dear husband. Well, thou guide the hand of the physician. Bless the means and grant them a place at thy footstool. May the callings be sanctified. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy gracious help concerning the administration of thy word and the administration of the sacrament. Put the devil to shame, put him to silence. May thy word have free course, and may thy special presence, thy special favor be experienced in this hour, that it may be experienced that truly, that the Lord was in our midst, that thy people may be satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the glorification of the great King, and for the welfare of thy Zion. Lord, then we have to confess and nothing to plead upon, but may we be given to plead upon the multitude, the tender mercies of thee, the living God. Lord, it is thy cause, it is thy glory. Well, thou so remember us with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Pardon us of all of our many sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 163, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, my God, most earnestly my heart would seek thy face within thy holy house once more, to see thy glorious grace, and what follows. Psalter 163, the three stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in John 21, the verses 12 and 13, where God's word and our text reads thus. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? And knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. Our text words speak of Jesus dining with the seven disciples on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias with three thoughts. First, the rich provision by Jesus. Secondly, the loving invitation of Jesus. And thirdly, the willing serving by Jesus. Jesus dining with the seven disciples on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. The rich provision by Jesus. The loving invitation of Jesus. And thirdly, the willing serving by Jesus. Beloved congregation, we have heard the last times of the disciples on the Sea of Tiberias. They went a-fishing, and that night they caught nothing. And then those tender words, Children, have ye any meat? People of God, how has it been in a week of preparation with your fishing? What a privilege it is when we learn that of self we have nothing, that it all must come from above. John 15, verse 5, Without me, ye can do nothing. But the church is not a savior of outer darkness. He shall not allow them to be tempted above that they are able to bear. He grants that spiritual appetite, not for them to starve, but more as a needy beggar at the throne of grace. And then it is the delight of Jesus to fill that spiritual appetite with himself. Then they have received a second command to cast the net on the right side of the ship with the divine promise that they would find. And then the Lord has been a surprising God. All much instruction for those seven disciples when they soon would become preachers of the gospel. But what beautiful instruction, what a beautiful type it is of the way that the Lord leads his true people. The church shall experience that they can never be saved by the works of the law. And in that covenant of grace, then there is such a fullness that it can never be emptied. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, he has stood on the shore of victory, and then his disciples may also come on the shore. Has the Lord not said to Elijah, in 1 Kings 1 verse 19, 1 Kings 19, rest, eat, rest a little while, for the journey shall be too great. Then that meal was prepared. That was for a laboring people, a people that has experienced nights. And for that people with their nights, then the Lord shall also fulfill what he has promised in Malachi 4 verse 2. Unto you who fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Then for the disciples, then they were given to experience what we read in Isaiah 33, the verses 16 and 17, that their bread shall be sure, and their water shall be given them, and thy eye shall behold the king in his beauty. Because also in our history, then Jesus has provided so liberally for the needs of those disciples. They have traveled back and forth. Soon they would be called upon to return to Jerusalem to await the promise of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Then we are also given to see in our history that Jesus as King, that he provides for the outward needs of his people. And then we have heard, and oh, what a precious confession that is. And that is not only the confession of the church, but that is their choice. Then a John, oh, he was given to see when he was given to consider the miracle of that the net was now so full, that he was given to say, it is the Lord. That is a confession that is made by a hungry and a thirsty people. That is a confession that is made for what we read in Isaiah 26 verse 9. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. That is a confession that the Lord grants unto his children each time by renewal when they are given to experience. Oh, it is true. The nights, they can be manifold, they can be dark, and they can be long. And when the church may still have a few stars in the heavens, a beautiful type of the promises of the Lord that they may plead upon and hold on to. But oh, there can be those nights when there are no stars of promises, then how dark it can become. But now the Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands. Oh, he shall not forget his people when they were toiling on the Sea of Tiberias. Do we not read in Matthew 14 that Jesus went up into a mountain to pray that they would not be overcome by their toil and by the waves? Then Jesus with a holy desire, because we read already in Luke 22 that he has said to his disciples, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer and die. Oh, it was the vehement love of Jesus that also after his resurrection he had such a desire that he may appear unto his church as the greater Joseph, that Joseph is still alive, and in this chapter, to provide out of those storehouses that are so full, the storehouses of free and sovereign grace, because Christ has merited for his people not only blessings for their soul, but also for their body, the temporal needs. Oh, then it is the love of Jesus that on the shore of Tiberias it was fulfilled. What we read in Psalm 23 verse 5, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. And then we read in our text, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? knowing that it was of the Lord. Ah, that wonder for the disciples was great. It was an evidence that it was the work of Jesus, but also for the disciples concerning these matters so much mysterious, so much that the church cannot fathom, and so it is also concerning the way of salvation, that wonder is so deep, the wonder is so great, the wonder is so unfathomable, that a way has been made that a sinner like I am may be saved. Oh, it is the work of a triune God, the work of the Father, the work of the Son, and the work of the Holy Spirit. And now concerning this dining, then Jesus has also said, in verse 10, Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. They have seen it. They have beheld it, that there was a prepared meal. There was a fire. There was bread and fish. And yet, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. How has it been now, church? In a week of preparation. Oh, have we caught a few fish? No, then we must not understand it, that we have to add that we can, that we may add anything to that free and sovereign grace. That would be a dishonor to the Savior. Oh, what a lesson that the church has to learn. Nevertheless, with that dining, then also in this morning, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Oh, it was a well-provided meal. And now those fish which the disciples were called upon to bring. Ah, what a blessing it is in a week of preparation in the morning when the Lord's Supper hopes to be administered, that there may be those exercises. Ah, when the church may receive that brokenness of heart, when they may receive that humility, a low place at his footstool, a deep impression of their sinnership, what they deserve, that it is all sinned away, that they may learn how dependent they are upon the immediate working and the influence of the Holy Spirit. When the church may experience that godly sorrow, when the church may receive from above a heavenly appetite, as we read in the Beatitudes, that they are given to mourn, that they are given to hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they may receive that freedom at the throne of grace, but also those leadings, faith to believe, that precious Savior who has been called Jesus, named Jesus in our text, because he has come to save his people from their sins. When they may be given to believe that he is such a full, such a sufficient Savior, that Savior can save to the uttermost, that he can also save me. And when the Lord grants that faith, not only for others, but also for me, then in this morning, for the true people of God, then the Lord says, bring of the fish, which ye have now also caught. And then we must understand that those fish, which the disciples have caught, it was a gift from above. What the church may bring, that has come from above, and that returns to heaven. Thus, what a precious instruction. It can be in the life of the people of God that they become poor and poor. That they learn that it is all from above. And now for those disciples, we have heard there was a difference. What Peter, that hasty Peter who went out to meet the Lord. John, who loved the Lord because the Lord has loved him. It was for all of the disciples, who was keen of perception, who was given to say it was the Lord. There were those others also, two disciples that have not been named, but they had all one thing in common. They had much in common, because it is the same Spirit, and the Spirit worketh the same matters. He teaches His people, although the ways can be so varied, the one deeper than another, but they shall all learn the same things. And those disciples could all say, Lord, Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love Thee. For the disciples, it was bread and fish. It was for reflection, because also in Matthew 14 and in Matthew 15, then Christ, in the state of His humiliation, then He has fed great multitudes, also with bread and fish, and now by renewal, then Jesus was given to feed, calling them to dine, bread and fish. But now in this morning hour, with the administration of the sacrament of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is bread and wine. And what an instruction, what precious matters lay in the signs and the seals of the covenant. Oh, then in this morning hour, then it shall please the King by renewal with the administration of the sacrament of the Holy Supper, that broken bread, that poured out wine. Oh, people of God, may it please the King in this morning, by true saving faith, to look further than the elements, but to look upon that precious Savior who has loved Himself to death, who was broken that His people may be saved. Our second thought, the loving invitation of Jesus. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. Jesus did not say, disciples, go and dine. Jesus, with His glorified body, He did not eat food and drink, but He says, come. It's the word that we find in the invitations of Christ for His church. And what a sweet word. Because the Lord has a people. Oh, His gifts, they are so sweet. They are so great. But the Lord has a people upon the earth that desire to have the giver. And therefore, what a precious and what a sweet word. Is that now necessary for the church? When the church learns more and more who they are and who they remain, that they make themselves worthy each time by renewal on account of their life, their religious life, unthankfulness, not to misunderstand it, shall be seen in our life when we are one of His, cannot remain hidden, because we receive that love for His word, for His house, for His institutions, for His people, everything that belongs to the Lord. But now what a precious invitation. Come. It was so with the ark that Noah has built. Think of Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Come and dine. What a word for those disciples that have fled. A call of fire, a reminder, especially for a Peter, what he has done. Then for a Peter, would have been more right. The Savior says, depart. You may not come and dine. You have denied me with a curse. And that is now the wonder for the church of God. That precious word, come. Ah, the Lord has a people that writes many bitter things against himself. Can be so many riddles, can be so many questions. Such a debt can be the question. Can and may such a one as I come. But in our text, the seven disciples, a word for the living church of God, come and dine. We read the same word in Genesis 43, verse 16. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home and slay, and make ready for these men shall dine with me at noon. Come and dine. A dripping Peter just come through the water. A Thomas that has been so unbelieving, and none of the disciples, they had any reason to raise a flag. But come, O disciples, as you are, poor sinners, unable to exercise a crumb of faith, disciples that have confessed that they have caught nothing that night, but, oh, concerning that covenant of grace, that's what the Lord's Supper goes about. Concerning that precious mediator, do this in remembrance of me. We read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1, eat, O friends, drink. Yea, drink abundantly. The willing service of Jesus. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. As the servant of the Father, as the greater Boaz, with vehemence and desire that he may experience that sweet communion with his church, with a desire that his bride, his church, after a weary night, and what a weary night there can be, hear this only in part. It is true, the church, oh, on the Sea of Tiberias, then that church may receive a little rest. Then they may come off the Sea of Tiberias. Then they may sit around that coal of fires. And then they may experience that precious Jesus, that he may hand them that bread and those fish likewise, that they may be fed. And then we read that they were silent. We do not read that the disciples, that they have spoken at that meal, they were so full of bewilderment, so astonished, so small. They did not dare, as we read in our text, and none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Are there a few such souls? Cannot deny what they have experienced, but still so many questions. The Lord as a people for whom it becomes so great, so astonishing, that they say with that father in Mark 9 verse 24, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, as souls also concerning the administration of the Lord's Supper, that they are given to beg the Lord, Lord, draw me, and then I will run after thee. Oh, they have such a desire to dine, but now to be called, oh, in this morning, a particular calling, come and dine. We read of bread and fish in Acts 10, verse 41. Peter has spoken to Cornelius, undoubtedly also referring to this time, even to us. That's the wonder for the church, who did eat and drink with us, with him, after he rose from the dead. Then in this morning shall be heard, come and dine. Christ has said, do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Let us close with thanksgiving. O Almighty, merciful God and Father, we render thee most humble and hearty thanks that thou hast of thine infinite mercy given us thine only begotten Son for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins, and to be our meat and drink unto life eternal. And that thou givest us lively faith, whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou wast also been pleased that thy beloved Son Jesus Christ should institute and ordain this Holy Supper for the confirmation of the same. Grant, we beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Spirit, the commemoration of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ may tend to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with him. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, in whose name we conclude our prayer, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 422, the fifth stanza. How blessed, Lord, are they who know the joyful sound, who when they hear thy voice in happiness abound. With steadfast step they walk, their countenances beaming with brightness of the light that from thy face is streaming. And what follows, 422, the fifth stanza, and the consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The wedding announcement of Luke Martin Both and Rihanna Corrine Oscom. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, May 13, at 10:30 a.m. with Reverend E.C. Adams officiating. the first wedding announcement of Jan Melwijk and a call Danita Liefdink. The first wedding announcement of John Peter Klopp and Cornelia Luck. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. 422, stanza 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.